The total catch for Southeast commercial fishing fleets by the end of the second week in July topped 8.5 million salmon, with nearly 5 million of those chums. Those dogs have been overall the most lucrative salmon species in the region in recent years, and every gear group is getting in on that action. Southeast purse seine fleet has been fishing for 2 days a week, Thursdays and Sundays, and boats have had a choice for hatchery chums this year, Hidden Falls east of Sitka or Amalga Harbor north of Juneau. Steve Reifenstuhl is general manager of the Sitka-based Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, which owns the Hidden Falls hatchery on eastern Baranof Island. Seine fishing started in Fish and Game's statistical week 25, and Reifenstuhl notes the Hidden Falls chums showed up early and in big numbers.
In week 25, it was the most fish we'd ever seen in our entire history at Hidden Falls, and then week 26 was the second largest week we'd ever seen. I still wasn't thinking it was going to be a huge run. I was just thinking it was early. I mean, it's always nice to think it's going to be huge, but sometimes it's just early, and that's what it appears it is an early peak, but it's got a longer tail than I was thinking it might have.
Reifenstuhl expects to meet NSERA's forecast of 1.3 million chums at Hidden Falls.
Well, I've been wondering that and worrying about it for a while, but I am certain we're going to make it. As a matter of fact, fish are coming in from the south and starting to get into DeKalb's Bay. So I think we're going to get another pretty good shot of fish. I expect we will perhaps hit 1.5 million.
Boats not heading to Hidden Falls have had openings at Amalga Harbor, catching chums returning to the Juneau-based Douglas Island Pink and Chum, or DIPAC. Executive Director Eric Prestigard says the fleet had a huge opening there July 4th.
That was quite a surprise one, the first one. Probably close to 5 million pounds of fish, maybe 650,000 fish, which that was much bigger than we had thought, and I think anybody had thought. So that was quite a surprise, and quite a good surprise for a lot of folks. I think that's, great economic boom to the same fleet, to this, to Juneau and to all the processors. It's great. We're happy.
Seine catches in Amalga Harbor have dropped since then, but Prestigard says DIPAC has already hit its chum forecast and is hoping for more.
We were forecasting about 2.7 million, our point estimate, 2.7 million chums. We can easily account for that already. Was a very early start, definitely a strong early start to the run this year, and it seems like just about everybody's getting some of them.
Everybody, meaning all gear groups, with the troll fleet topping 300,000 chums in the home shore area of Icy Strait, and strong DIPAC chum catches for the gillnet fleets in Taku Inlet and Lynn Canal. Meanwhile, it's forecast to be another big year for pink salmon. Fish and Game is estimating a commercial catch of 54 million humpies this summer. Bill Davidson, Regional Salmon Management Coordinator for Fish and Game, says so far the fish are cooperating.
The pinks are showing up as we would expect. Maybe some different patterns are going to evolve out of this season with where they show up, but the pinks seem to be there, and we're just early into the run, and the chums are likewise kind of, I think, roughly on track.
233 Seine boats landed fish in the second week in July, helping Southeast's pink catch reach 2.9 million fish. The big catches of the peak pink season typically happen in late July and early August. Meanwhile, the gillnet fleet has been fishing for 3 or 4 days a week, depending on the areas. Gillnetters did not get to fish in the early season on king salmon returning to the transboundary rivers. Those are the Taku near Juneau and the Stikine near Wrangell. Davidson says weak Chinook returns have meant less fishing opportunity in places like District 6 and 8 around Petersburg and Wrangell.
Both of the two transboundary rivers there have been on the weak side as expected this year, and we've taken action. We opened up 6 and 8 late and had restrictions on area off the river mouth to help conserve those fish.
Likewise, the gillnet fleet around the Taku has seen restrictions. The in-season forecast for that river is for a return of 19,000 kings. Managers are forecasting a return of about 22,000 on the Stikine. Despite weak forecasts, gillnetters in District 8 around Petersburg and Wrangell caught 1,000 king salmon the second week in July, with an average of 50 Chinook per boat. The fleet in District 6 around the north end of Prince of Wales Island caught a mixed bag of sockeye, coho, pink, and chum. Overall, the second week in July saw gillnetters landing over 600,000 fish. 480,000 of those were chums, and most of those dogs were caught in Districts 11 and 15 around Juneau and Lynn Canal. Only 60 boats were fishing on the southern end near Ketchikan, but those gillnetters averaged around 80 pinks and 1,000 chums for that second week. And an opening in the first week in July saw the gillnet fleet net 651,000 salmon, again mostly chums. Around 400 gillnetters made landings that week, and nearly half were fishing in Lynn Canal. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.